cloud cannot cover the sun. There may be a cloud overcast in the sky for 100 miles, but even 100 miles, is it possible to cover the sun, 100 miles cloud? The sun is itself so many hundreds of thousands times more than this earth. So, Maya cannot cover the Supreme Brahma. Maya can cover the small particles Brahma. So we may become covered by Maya or cloud, but the Supreme Brahma is never covered by Maya. That is the difference of opinion between Mayavad philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavad philosophy says that the Supreme is covered. The Supreme cannot be covered. Then how he becomes Supreme? The covering becomes Supreme. Oh, there are so many arguments and so many. But we follow that the cloud covers the small particles of sunshine. But sun remains as it is. And we practically see also, when you go by jet plane, we are over the cloud. There is no cloud outside. Sun is clear. In the lower status, there is some cloud. If you go thousands of miles up, you don't see any cloud. Everything sunshine. Is there any question?
Is the cloud in our mind or is the cloud in the sky?
Everything is in your mind. Yes. So you have to clear your mind, that's all. Chita dharpana marjanam. The whole process is to clear the mind. Yes.
Prabhupada, even when the mind is cleared, does there not continue to be an objective temporary existence of material phenomena? Even when the mind is cleared, the material world still exists for so long and it's going to dissolve and exist, so there's still temporary existence.
Yes.
So is that material principle which is manifested and again withdrawn?
No, material principle is side by side, just like the cloud is always there in the sky, but if you be above the cloud, then it is all right.
Yes, yes.
So you have to become above the material principles. And to become above the material principles means to accept everything in Krishna consciousness, dovetail with Krishna. That will save you. You have to become above the cloud, just like the jet plane takes the friendly sky. So you have to take the friendly energy, the spiritual energy. Mahatma anastumang pratha daivi prakriti mahasrita. Mahatma, those who are Mahatma, great souls, they take shelter of the nature where there is no more cloud. Then it is very nice. Go on. So we have to become above the cloud, not to be influenced by the material nature, but we take shelter of Radharani, the spiritual nature, not of Durga.
But the cloud still exists within the mind.
That doesn't matter. The police exists, but if you are not criminal, it has nothing to do with you.
Then,
you are not afraid of the police. Māme vaja prapadyante māyāme tāṁ tarantite. Police has nothing to do with law-abiding persons. Let the mind remain there. You have nothing to do with it. Yes?
Swamiji, we always think of the pictures of Vishnu and Krishna. There are full of pictures there, and also the usual picture of Vishnu and Lakshmi. When you think of the word consciousness and life as applied applies to the image of God, it seems to make sense. But how do you apply these concepts of consciousness and life to a God conceived of in the terms like just you mentioned?
Image. The image. We are not worshipping image.
No, what I meant was, in the very abstract sense of God, as you're talking about, the Brahma,
there are stages of God realization. Brahma realization is the first realization of God. Just like if you want to go to the, if you come to the light, sunshine, your first experience is the sunshine. But if you go still farther, if you are able to enter into the sun planet, there is another stage. And if you can find out the predominating deity in the sun planet, there is another stage. Similarly, the Brahma means you come out from the darkness of ignorance or maya. That is Brahma realization. But if you go farther, then you realize super soul, Paramatma. And if you go farther, then you realize the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Sabdat. Just like the same example, the sun shining, sun and the sun god, they are one and the same. But when you are in the sun sign, you cannot say that you are seeing the sun god. That will be a mistake. But one who is in association with the sun god, he is already in the sun planet, he is in front of the sun god, and he is in sun sign. Is that clear? Yes. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati, Advaita. Vadanti tat tattvidas tatyam jadgyanam advayam. Adyam, that light is everywhere, either sun sign or sun planet or sun god. There is light, there is no darkness. Similarly, either you remain in the impersonal Brahma or absorbed in Paramatma or you in association with the Supreme Personality, it is all spiritual stage. But when you compare, then a person who is in direct touch with sun god is far superior than the person who is in the sunlight. He cannot claim equal status. Sunlight may be possible within your room. That does not mean that you are associating with the sun god. So impersonal Brahma realization is also Brahma realization. That personal Brahma realization is the highest platform. Brahmana aham pratishtha. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll see that Krishna says that the impersonal Brahma is resting on me. Aham pratishtha, just like this bag is resting on this table. This table is more important than this bag. Similarly, just as the sun planet, although we are seeing it is just like a disk, and the sun sign is overcast all over the universe. That does not mean that sun sign is more important than the sun disk. It is due to the sun disk that the sun sign is all over the universe. And if you think that sun sign is distributed all over the universe, therefore it is greater than the sun disk, no. The importance of the sun disk is more than the universally distributed sun sign. So impersonal Brahma realization is just like realization of the sun sign, but there are other stages. And the highest stage is to associate with the Supreme, just like this picture. They are associating, person to person. Another point is, as individual soul, we require association, person to person. That is our nature. The Bhagavad replies, Jinnir bindyakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. If somebody thinks by simple impersonal realization of Brahma, if he thinks that he has become liberated, then his intelligence is polluted. Jannir bindyakha vimukta manina tai asya bhavat avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha means not free from contamination. His intelligence is not free. Why? Arijyakrachena parangapadam tata patanti adha. The same example can be given. Suppose you are taking a jet plane to go to the sun planet or moon planet. But you are in the sun sign. You are more far above the cloud region. Cloud is after a few miles up, if you go, there is no more cloud. Finish. If you go above 7 miles up, oh, there is no more cloud. There is no question of Maya. That's all right. But if you go continually, if you do not get shelter in any other planet, then the next stage will be you have to come back. You cannot remain in that impersonal sunshine. You have to take shelter. If you don't get shelter, then you come back. Similarly, the impersonalist, for the time being, they may think that they are Brahma realization, but because by nature he wants association, without getting association of the Supreme Lord, he has to come back to make association with this nonsense. And this is practically, we have seen many sannyasi, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, Brahma is truth and the world is false. They take sannyas, and after some time they come to the hospital opening business. They come down, okay? The politics, hospital, philanthropy, welfare work. Why? If Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, if this whole world is false, why you are taking this hospital business? Because there is no place. He has no engagement. And he wants association. He wants to render some service. But there is no service to Krishna. He comes to give service to the nonsense, Maya. So, arujya kichena parampadavi. After accepting sannyas and all this renunciation, because he has no shelter, to render service to the Supreme Lord, he comes down to render service to this nonsense, which he left, mithya, it is false. He again comes to the false. I have seen one sannyasi in India, very learned, very good scholar, and now he is rotting in the jail. He has taken to political movement. He wants to make nullify this Pakistan and so many things. Now he has become a politician. Vivekananda came here to preach in 1893 to Vedanta Now he learned the business of opening hospital. If you have taken sannyas, that Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mitha, the world is false, Brahma is reality, then why you come to the false platform again? He has to, because he has no information of the reality. He wants to render service, but because he has not found out where to render service, he has to come to engage himself in this mitha platform, which he has rejected as mitha. The arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Even by their austerity and penances, they go so up. Just the same example. Very nice Sputnik running 20,000 miles in an hour, going up and up.